three phases, you've had special team. I've had player AFC players of the week. So you feel part of it now with Ryan getting it?
Yeah, we had Dexter,
too. Oh, Dexter, that's right. That's
yeah,
two.
So this is two.
That's great.
But who's counting, you know? Yeah, it's, you know, we're all happy for him. I mean, it's a really a culmination of his really entire season. He's really put together a good season, so this is good recognition for him and the unit.
In training camp, you talked about the work you guys were doing with that way you were working on his accuracy. With
the line drill
and
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, Kevin O'Day does a great job. I mean, he's really kind of taking him under his wing, and, you know, they work. They do a lot of stuff on the side during practice and, you know, before practice. They do a line drill where they try to hit the goalposts. He does it before game, and he's getting to where, if, you know, out of 10 kicks, he'll hit that thing three or four times, you know, which is pretty amazing if you think about it. The whole idea is to build confidence. If he can hit his line, if he does the same thing in the game, he picks out a line and hits his line, trusts his line, you know, then good things will happen. Then it's just about managing, you know, exactly where, you know, that line is game to game, with, you know, what the weather's like and that kind of stuff.
Dave, we talked about this a little bit before, but what instructions do you have for Demps when you set him out for a kickoff return? I mean, does it vary each time depending on the different advice for him?
Yeah, I mean, we tell him, I mean, if it's nine deep and he's chasing the ball going backwards, or, you know, if he has to, you know, run laterally far for the ball and catch it, and he knows that that's taking too much time, he's going to stay in. But if it's a low trajectory ball and he's getting it, you know, sometimes eight, nine deep, and he knows the coverage is not all the way down there, we're going to come out with those. We're going to take a shot on goal. And, you know, and it shows in our drive start, our kickoff drive. You know, we're out past the 20, which is where, you want to try to give your offense the best field position as you can. You know, obviously, you know, sometimes we got stuck in there in the 15 recently, and it was really because of blocking. It wasn't because Demps came out. It wasn't his decision that really hurt us. It was the blocking.
What's Cyrus Gray's? What's his role in all that? I mean, is he looking for something in particular when he'll?
Really, it's Demps. You know, this is what I tell everybody. I tell everybody we're coming out. I mean, their attitude is that we're coming out, so we got to get on our blocks. And then, really, it's the returner. He's the one that has to, you know, really make that ultimate decision right there.
Have you ever put a red light on him?
Not yet this season. You know, there might be a time when we do that, but, you know, or, you know, it's such a special situation in a game where we say, hey, we just want the ball to 20, you know, and we'll go from there, but hasn't come up this year.
Is it much the same with Dexter on the punts? I mean, because there's certainly been a few punts where other guys would have had the hand up for the fair catch.
Dexter is, he's got a lot of guts. He's got a lot of courage back there, and, you know, and that makes him dangerous, you know, the fact that he is that way, and the punt team knows that they have to cover every kick. You know, he's smart. He's made three fair catches this year, and every one of those was a smart fair catch. That thing's hanging up there, but you know, he's going to push the envelope, which is good for us.
Do you ever get nervous when you don't see the hand come up?
I was nervous in the last game. You know, when we had a gunner running down there free one time, but you know, the one actually one that he ended up bobbling. You know, because he knew he had to get it and go quick, and that's where it comes into play there in that kind of situation. But I want him to keep being aggressive the way he's been. I mean, I think both returners are doing a really good job for us right now.
Three muff punts you guys have come up with, which have been instrumental in three wins. You know, Philly got you to the good start, Tennessee, mm-hmm. and then this past week. What goes into that?
Well, this is what I tell our guys. When you play fast, that the faster you play, the luckier you get. You know, and it really holds true. You know, when the guys are playing fast, whether they make a block or not, they get down the field and they're around the football. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's we're blocking or we're covering, you have a chance if the ball is out to get it back. And, you know, really it's holding true for us. You know, so, you know, call it luck. I mean, it is luck, but at the same time, our luck gets better the faster we play. Mm-hmm. And that's something we try to emphasize.
How much of an effect do you think Cyrus had on him? Coughing up the ball.
Yeah, he was the first one down.
He was right in his face.
He definitely, you know, he had to catch it and look, you know, and if he sees Cyrus sitting there playing fast, I mean, that has, I mean, we like to believe that has a lot to do with it.
And how much does Colquitt, his ability to do all sorts of things with the ball, I mean, he's always had guys having trouble fielding his ball.
Yeah, it's the left-footed syndrome, however you want to call it. There is no doubt about it. It's a factor. Jugs machines, most of the practice jugs machines are all right-footed, you know, so they had that right-footed spin. you know, you get a kicker that's left-footed, all of a sudden it's different, and it's a live ball too, so it definitely plays a factor.